I'll let you into a secret about the cookie law. It's not a big deal. It's not something to panic about. The ICO have made it as clear as they possibly can that they are not going to come chasing after legitimate websites which are using Google Analytics for fairly innocuous things like tracking what visitors are doing on their sites. They're not even going to probably come after people who are using cookie storing information relating to email campaigns or possibly affiliate marketing and so on. The people that they're really after are sites which are using this kind of technology for much more dodgy purposes than that. So don't panic. All you probably need to do now is to demonstrate, if someone asks, that you have taken steps to compliance. And those steps would involve doing the audit to check what's going on your site. It may come as a surprise to you to discover just how many different systems are using cookies to track your visitors' behaviour, allegedly on your behalf, but you may not even really have worked out quite how many of them there are. So the audit could be a very useful process from that point of view. Update your privacy policy to make it clear what you're doing, and probably within I would include mentions of how you can use existing browser settings to disable the tracking. Beyond that, you need to be also looking at what type of technology you could use to obtain the full formal consent. But I wouldn't rush into doing anything to actually implement that at the moment. It seems very obvious that the browser manufacturers will be producing better facilities for dealing with this fairly soon. This isn't a subject which is just confined to the UK or even the EU. This whole subject is one that's global, and in particular, similar legislation is very likely to come into place in the USA. So the browser manufacturers will be doing something about this. You can also be sure that the analytics vendors are also doing something about this. In fact, many of them, including Google Analytics, already have functions built in which would allow your developers to create a system to allow your visitors to opt out. And I've no doubt that lots of vendors of plugins and the like will be using that technology to offer widgets and things that you can include in your site to take care of the consent and opt-in mechanism. So the simple message for now is don't panic. Do the audit. Update your privacy policies and document the fact that you're going to implement a full consent mechanism just as soon as you can identify the best practice way of doing so. That way, your nose is very definitely clean.